Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today. Because no one ever said life is fair. Here is Foul Territory with Jeff and Jen on Sports Overnight America.
Hello, everyone. Good evening and welcome in. It's Sports Overnight America here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Jeff Rich with you from Phoenix, Arizona. Jen Rich will join me in just a second. And I've got Daniel with us in San Francisco. And, you know, I'm glad to be back with you here on a Tuesday night from the Valley of the Sun. It's been a rough couple of days. I think that it's been a rough couple of days for everybody. Some issues hit a little closer to home than others. And Daniel, I know that last 48 hours has been kind of hit and miss for you. So I think that we should have a lighthearted show tonight. I think we should have a lighthearted show every night. And with that, let's welcome in the lovely Jen Rich.
Yeah, sorry. I got up to come down here, and then I walked through the kitchen, and I saw a pot of pasta. So then I was savagely shoving some pasta in my mouth before I came down here.
Oh, good. You know, I had to I made that pasta in the dark. I was going back into our bedroom because we have, like, an open...
What do you mean in the dark? You had three TVs on. There's three TVs, a nightlight, and some Halloween decorations that I put out.
And I mostly just illuminated the inside of the pot with the illumination of my watch. Not the flashlight, but the illumination of my watch. But I also had the liberty of going into our room and using your nightstand as a kitchen table. Yeah, you know, how's that for lighthearted to start things off? How are you doing, Daniel?
Definitely doing much better today than I was yesterday. Yeah.
All right, we took the night off yesterday, and it was a good thing we did, because, you know, usually we go until 11 o'clock, and I think we were both fast asleep by 11 o'clock last night, Jen.
Yeah, at like 4 o'clock, I started watching The Watcher on Netflix, and, yeah, I was absolutely asleep by about 9:30, 10 o'clock.
It didn't put you to sleep. You were pretty intrigued.
No, I did want to keep watching it, but I'm like, no, I gotta take advantage of getting some sleepy sleeps.
Yeah,
it's a pretty good show. It's from 2022, so it's not like new by any means. It was entertaining. I kind of made the mistake of reading about the real story it's based off of before I completed the last episode. So I had to spend the whole last episode just kind of being annoyed about how overly exaggerated and ridiculous Netflix kind of made the story out of what it actually was.
Well, it wasn't predictable for you then. You know, and another thing that's not predictable, if you know the story and you hadn't seen the movie, was The Natural. Very different at the end from the book. And why did we watch The Natural today, John?
So I was going to say, I'm like, speaking of, I guess we'll pick it up on the other side here, because that music break came in quick, which is fine, because I could go get some more pasta. So.
Star-studded cast, and Jen's eating the pasta I made. I can't imagine a better Tuesday night. We'll be right back with more Sports Overnight America.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654. Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-247-6135. 800-247-6135. That's 800-247-6135.
She's flipping the script.
Yeah.
It's time for her to ask the questions. Here's Jen Rich with today's headlines.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Sports Overnight America. Jen Rich with you from Phoenix. Jeff Rich sitting across from me. Daniel Ogden in studio. Pot of pasta still down the hall, but I'm probably going to grab it at some point during this segment.
Are you hitting it with your bare hands?
It's like so hungry. No, I use the spoon. I use the giant spoon, but I was literally just spooning giant mouthfuls into my mouth really quickly. When you're not listening to us live and you want to hear me talk about a pot of pasta that we left on the stove that I'm longing for because I'm hungry, make sure you check us out on the social medias at What's Up Riches, at A Girl Many Many Hats, and of course, don't forget the Sports Byline Network at Sports Byline USA. So, I was talking about how they kind of overdid that show on Netflix and, kind of made more out of it than it was. And it kind of bled in a little nicely to another show. So Robert Redford, unfortunately, passed away today. 89, around for years, lots of movies. And Jeff was like, we should watch The Natural, and then we can talk about it tonight, because it's a baseball movie. And I'm like, yeah, that sounds good.
You kept waiting for the baseball to happen.
That was like... No offense to anybody, especially Robert Redford.
Or Diabetes guy.
The
postmaster from Seinfeld.
Postmaster, yeah. I mean, this movie's from 1984. There's a lot of people in that cast who are no longer with us. But that was a long 2 hours. That was 2 hours that felt like an entire work shift. Like, I just didn't think that movie was going to end. It kind of got to the point where I thought maybe I had passed away and I had to spend the rest of my life, afterlife, just watching this movie.
Early 80s.
Where I'm supposed to believe a 48-year-old Robert Redford is actually only like 34. There was not a lot that happened in that movie.
Well, there was the big, not quite M. Night Shyamalan type of twist, but there was a little bit of a twist at the end. And, you know, if people are going to watch that movie in a couple, you know, in the coming days.
Yeah.
I think that there are probably, you know, it was funny because.
No, because I noticed, so I didn't look at my phone because I was paying attention to the movie. And I noticed I had a missed call from my boss. And I was like, oh, sorry, we started watching. You know, The Natural, and I got bored and checked my phone and saw your missed call. And he was like, oh, he's like, you should have done Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, which I don't think I've ever seen.
That's how it was brought to my attention. I was on my way back from the barbershop this morning. Yeah, I'd love to go get my hair cut on, you know, Mondays every 3 weeks. But other than Sunday, that's the only day that my preferred barber takes off. The shop is open, but you know, my guy's not there on Mondays, and in fact, I've gone in on Tuesdays, and he's been off for whatever reason, and I have a cell phone number. So I decided at like 8 this morning, I was like, hey, are you going to be in the shop today? You know, I want to get a haircut. I should be there at 9 or a little bit after. It was quite a bit after 9. It was like 9:20. Price is Right was still on. But Price is Right turns into this show called Hot Bench afterwards.
Okay. I knew it wasn't... It was Dr. Oz for a little bit, I think, afterwards. And then it was like Dr. Phil.
Oh,
no, it was both of them.
Both of them.
As each one kind of cycled through their popularity and then dissipated, you know, a new one would come in. But it's called a Hot Bench now.
It's Hot Bench. It's three judges. And this one was like a civil case from somebody that bought a car with 200,000 miles on it for $2,500.
My and mom loves Hot Bench, by the way.
Mom, does she watch Price is Right leading into that, or does she start her day with Hot Bench?
No, she's just a Hot Bench gal.
See, when you say Hot Bench, because I don't know, once Price is Right ends, you know, once Drew Carey gives his heartfelt, say, you know, farewell. Yeah, well, it's the spay and neuter, and now it's also the mental health, you know, checking in on your mental health and staying on top of that. And, you know, he tells everyone he loves them, and he lost his fiance to suicide not too long ago. So, but yeah, so once he finishes his heartwarming, you know, I love all of you, you're worth it, you know, stay with us, I just turn it off. So when you say Hot Bench, I to me that immediately kind of sounds like some garbage show on ESPN, like 7.
Oh, okay. like the backup players all have podcasts.
Yeah.
That, like, never play.
Yeah.
Hot Bench. The backup, you know, like the long snapper. I get that.
Yeah. I thought it would maybe be one of the sports shows.
But, you know, anyway, I was on like, my way home from the barber and, you know, my mom, you know, among other things that we talked about, she told me the Sundance Kid has died. And I was like, I'm kind of ashamed to say that I don't know who that is. And then she was telling me the story about seeing Robert Redford on the plane that she got on, flying to Cleveland, I think, or flying away from Cleveland. And, you know, he was sitting in a middle seat. And I'm like, you know, I don't buy that. And then she's like, well, you know, he's really small. He's only like 5'8". And, you know, she asked the flight attendant, hey, we thought we saw Robert Redford on the flight. And the flight attendant's response was not, no, it wasn't. It was just some guy, which my mom would have assumed if, you know, if they would have just said no. But they said, it's not our policy to confirm. It's our policy not to confirm things like that. So, you know, now she's thinking that it was, and it was, you know, literally the first
5'10".
What's that?
It was 5'10".
5'10"? 5'10" in the program, but, you know, probably actually like 5'7", you know, if we're talking about actors, because I think that they fudged
Tom Cruise. Taller than Tom, though.
Yeah,
everyone's taller than Tom.
Isn't Tom like the standard for when you talk about how small Hollywood, you know, action heroes tend to be? But The Natural's not my favorite movie with him. Other movies that I had lined up, I just recently saw. Yeah, you know, within the last 3 years, I saw All the President's Men, and I think Sneakers. I think Sneakers is a great movie.
Tom Cruise is 5'7". That seems like a lie.
Yeah, I've never seen him up close, so I can't really, you know, say one way or another. But I'm willing to bet that he stands on stools a lot with people that are actually like 6 feet tall. And he played a NASCAR driver, which is probably the most realistic athlete type that he would play. But. You know, I like trying to watch all the sports movies. You know, I've never seen Brian Song. I don't know if that's like a rite of passage for you guys in Chicago.
I was going to say, I'm like, I don't even know if I know what that's about.
Okay, it was a made-for-TV movie with James Caan and... Oh, I can't believe I'm blanking on the... was it Billy Dee Williams? Yeah, and it was... Lando Calrissian, the administrator of Cloud City from Empire Strikes Back. That's exactly right. But, you know, I like, you know, trying to watch sports movies because they're a lot quicker than TV stars. I mean, we had to watch... I spent, like, 3 weeks with 90210 going on in the background when Shannon Doherty died on, like, a Friday night.
Yeah, I realized that I had never seen... Like, I saw the first couple seasons, but I didn't watch it all the way through. So I decided to start it from the beginning, and I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, at least we didn't have to follow it up with Charmed. And you know, if Alyssa Milano should pass at any point in the near future, I still don't want to watch Charmed.
Well, so I had to look up, because I don't know what Brian's song is about. I don't know. Every time Brian's, I don't know.
Brian's,
I think about
sad movie for sure.
Yeah, it's cancer.
And it's Gale Sayers and Brian Piccolo. And like, yeah. I said, it was a TV movie. So
1971, like, yeah. 73 minutes. Yeah.
My dad liked that movie.
Yeah. Do you have a San Francisco-based sports movie that you enjoy, Daniel?
What is it called? The Fan?
I was going to say, that's really the only thing I can really think of off the top of my head would be The Fan as far as sports movies based in the Bay Area go. The others would be like, you know, probably like Cycling or Swimming from, you know, Swimming Away from Alcatraz, which, you know, is more of a reality thing than a, you know, than a sports type of hit. But yeah,
San Francisco movie in general, they do mention a football game in it, is The Rock.
They mentioned a football game. Oh, yeah.
Because
yeah,
the rocket is like one of the rockets is being shot at a football game.
You know, that's the one thing that we watched on television at boot camp, because it's got a loose connection to the Marine Corps. They showed clips from Platoon, which was, I believe, the Army anyway, and Full Metal Jacket. But we did watch The Rock, and that's probably the first San Francisco movie in general that that comes to mind. Also, Sneakers. Sneakers was starring Robert Redford, who passed away today at the age of 88. Real exciting night watching baseball, especially when you have particular interest in mind. One of those interests being watching the Dodgers blow a 4-0 lead to the Phillies at home. All right, Jen Rich is still here. Daniel Ogden is in San Francisco. I'm Jeff Rich. You're listening to Sports Overnight America on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, and we'll be right back.
The National Healthcare Alert regarding your CPAP. Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a National Healthcare Alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
America from Phoenix with Jen and Jeff Rich. Welcome back, everyone. It is Sports Overnight America, hanging out with my wife, Jen Rich, our good mutual friend, Daniel Ogden. And, you know, we don't just do this show together, folks. We share our lives with each other. And it's, you know, I just want to kind of get that out there, that we're more than the trio that talks at 10 o'clock Pacific time, that we are we're actually human beings, and, you know, we take interest in each other. And, you know, a lot of times, a lot of it's just sharing memes, but, you know, we communicate with each other pretty much, you know, the 16 hours of the day that we're not sleeping.
There's a lot of Seinfeld and Fast and the Fury jokes.
Yeah, it is Fast and the Furious.
Oh,
and
I said something about it, Kai.
It's family. We hungry.
Tradition.
All right. But anyway, it's kind of getting to that exciting time of the year in baseball. You know, football's underway. Jen can kind of...
I have some grievances about football.
Let them out. Air them out.
College football this time.
Okay, what is it?
It's not Festivus, is it?
It's Festivus in September.
Grab my iron rod. It's Tuesday.
Okay.
And there's no football.
Is it November?
I like when we have the Tuesday, Wednesday, like all the time, college football. I don't need 140 games all playing at the same time on Saturday.
Yeah, your brother in it takes a different approach. Yeah, you're Northern Illinois loyal Husky fans. They complain about things like Big Ten fans complain about things that I don't agree with. But they are so, you know, in DeKalb or wherever the heck these fans all live. I'd assume that they're mostly, you know, they mostly went from students to townies.
Not a lot of them. A lot of them live out of ways.
But they're so happy to go to the Mountain West, where they're going to play more games on Saturdays. And oh, by the way, I see a lot of BYU and Air Force. BYU's in the Big 12, but I see Air Force and I see Utah State, Fresno State, San Diego State, I Boise State. I see them play on Friday nights a lot, like especially during conference play. And, you know, nobody can equal Maction as far as midweek football is concerned. You know, next year, the Northern Illinois is going to disband from the MAC, and they're going to go to the Mountain West. And people are going to discover that not every cable system has that CBS Sports Network. And more likely than not, we're going to as those types of conferences expand, there's only so many TV slots that you can put them in on the likes of Fox Sports and ESPN. And, it's going to be a rare occasion that you're going to see those MAC teams, unless they're playing an out-of-conference game, you know, a paycheck game, if you will, on the road. But I'm glad that you're with me on appreciating those Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday games.
Give me something. Is it
more to entertain you on Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday? Because my thought process is that you get the featured game. And a lot of time there's going to be one game on ESPN, one game on ESPN2, maybe one game on CBS Sports during the week, because what else are they going to show on those channels? And once baseball season ends, and I think that that's a big part of it, is that we don't do it until November or like the week, you know, the week of the World Series, because we don't want, you know, we know that we're not going to get mid-major football. You know, we're not going to get eyes on mid-major football over pennant race baseball. The other thing before, any other grievances about college football?
No, right now it was just that there isn't any on Tuesdays and Wednesdays.
My thing is that Big Noon Kickoff puts big games at 9 a.m. and then, you know, eventually when we shift back to, you know, to being on Mountain Time, to 10 a.m. And all these, all these fans want these games at 8 o'clock at night on the East Coast, and I'm just not with it. I want to be able to do things on Saturday nights that don't involve me sitting in front of the TV for the 10th, 11th, 12th, 13th, and 14th hour of my day. I'd like to be, you know, for those of us that work 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, we want our Friday and Saturday nights. I don't mind staying in at all anymore because, you know, I'm no spring chicken, but I think that kids that are college age should go out on Saturday night, not have to get to the stadium at 5:30 for an 8 o'clock kickoff. College football is supposed to be played on Saturday afternoon. Now, with the volume of everything and the grand interest around the country, and I think it really started around the time that you were in college, that kids got interested in their own school, whether it's, you know, the MAC, the Sun Belt, the Mountain West, the old Western Athletic Conference, which is WAC. You had the tradition of college football. You woke up on Saturday, you had kegs and eggs. Saturday afternoon games are better overall, but for exposure, you know, especially now that, you know, we can, you know, they're going to probably always be the 12th seed, you're going to get, you know, maybe a South Florida, maybe a Boise State. Northern Illinois played in an Orange Bowl. Western Michigan played in a Cotton Bowl. And nobody would accept that. I mean, Kirk Herbstreit doesn't accept it, but who gives a you know what about that? But you need the national exposure so that people are interested in seeing your game other than just saying, oh, great, Florida State's playing a directional school from the Midwest. No, put a name on it. It's Northern Illinois. And they had a Heisman candidate that year. A primetime game or two is nice, but I don't think that it should be the expectation that you're going to turn on the lights in Columbus or South Bend or Ann Arbor or Austin, Texas every week. You know, they want to do, you know, like LSU traditionally plays games at night. Arizona State plays games at night. And you know why they do that? Because it's damn hot during September and October. I remember our friend that we tailgate that used to have a professional relationship with. Used to be really excited when ASU would get two or three November home games, because that means you could play them on Saturday afternoon, which is when college football is supposed to be played. My interest in college football has like gone way down I think that part of it is conference expansion. Part of it is you've shared with me that a lot of Illinois roots for the Illini, right? Regardless if you went there or you just, you know, what part of the state live in. And you know it's like that in Ohio with Ohio State. Despite the fact that there are seven other Division I FBS schools, there's Division III football, there's Division II football there. You've got Youngstown State, you've got Dayton that are, you know, that are at the FCS level. But everybody roots, you know, gravitates towards those big teams, and you should be able to watch those teams on a Saturday afternoon. And by the way, you should be able to watch the team in your own market. This is another grievance. You should be able to watch Arizona State play Northern Arizona on a basic cable channel.
Yeah.
And instead of having to stream, we don't mind streaming, but like it was week one in college football. It was like watching scrambled porn trying to watch that Arizona State Northern Arizona game. Basically got audio only for the the end part of the game that I tuned in for. They did have a nice win on TNT on Saturday against Texas State after a really bad one on ESPN against Mississippi State the week before. By the way, that's the one game I do know of this weekend is Arizona State lost to Mississippi State in Starkville. The Northern Illinois Huskies go down there. They are, they're what, 2-1 on the year? 1-2?
1-2.
They're 1-2, and they weren't really in the one game. But, you know, Mississippi State's the last game on their, non-conference schedule, and I hope that they do well. It'd be kind of embarrassing for Arizona State to have lost to the team that Northern Illinois beat, but Northern Illinois beat the runners-up in the national championship last year, so take that for what it's worth. All right, Jen's still here. Daniel's with me. Shout out to everyone listening on the AFN. This is Sports Overnight America on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, and we'll be right back.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas,
London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world. We have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Overnight America from Phoenix with Jen and Jeff Rich.
All right, welcome back, everyone. Thanks for staying up with us. Reminder, if you're catching us on a replay, we're live at 10 p.m. Pacific time, Monday and Tuesday. There's so many different Sports Overnight America shows on this network. You got The Deal with Marty, the Sports Yakker, The Mouth of the Midwest. You've got Shane Koenig and I on Saturday morning, and we come back with "Welcome back to Sports Overnight America." And I assure everyone that it is Saturday morning, and this last Saturday, it's funny that we got college football on a Tuesday night because I did not get to it on Saturday morning. We had a lot to talk about it. In fact, Shane's a big basketball guy, and we've got this scandal going on with the Clippers, and I didn't get to college football, and that's a night that, that's a day that Jen sleeps in a little bit, and I catch up with her after the show. I was like, yeah, you know what? We could have probably had a 3-hour show on Saturday for all the content that we had to discuss, and how we never really even get to the stuff that I put on the agenda to begin with. And she tells me, because keep in mind, I talk about noon kickoffs. I talk about big noon kickoff on Fox. I think that Ohio State has kicked off like 3 of the last 4 weeks at 9 a.m. Pacific time. And she tells me, she's like, those that are really hungry for college football are probably watching college football. So, point for you, Jen.
Now I can talk because I had some time to go get some water. I had time to fill my cup.
Did you wash down the handful of pasta that you've been shoving down your throat?
I ate some more pasta, yeah.
Yeah.
So I gave the studio cat some Treatos.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Treatos for me, Treatos for the studio cat.
That's good.
But most importantly, water.
No, it's just, if you didn't catch it, I was just rehashing your point about who cares if we get to college football on Saturday mornings, because people that care about college football are probably watching.
They're watching it.
College football. No. Speaking of things that
screens like we do, they have stuff pulled up on laptops.
Well, it's not like the announcers are, bring that much more of an element to the game. And I even include Joel Klatt and Gus Johnson, who I like more than the others. But it's just all, the announcers, they're all noise. They're wrong about a lot of things. But somehow still, it's validating. And I do this a lot during baseball. When you say something and like an announcer says the same thing like 10 seconds later, why don't I have their job? I'd really like to do play-by-play, I think.
I think you'd be good at it.
Yeah, I think that's a gradual next step. They tend to give the color analyst jobs to, ball players and people in broadcasting.
Yeah.
But you know what I am excited about, and I didn't think I would be at this point. I thought that I would be really into football by mid-September, just based on how much Cleveland has struggled over the summer. Cubs, I think it's a little underwhelming that they were so hot out of the gate, and Cleveland was really hot out of the gate this year.
Well, they were really hot up until the All-Star break, and then they kind of fell apart.
Yeah, they were clinging to a lead over Milwaukee.
Yeah, now they kind of regrouped a little bit.
Yeah, well, they're getting hot at the right time, right?
Yeah.
They are.
But, everyone else around them also kind of collapsed a little, so.
Yeah, and the magic number is 1.
Uh-huh.
But it's like one with several teams. Like the, I think the Giants and the Diamondbacks both have to lose if they don't win on Wednesday.
Well, yeah, as I say, someone has to lose between the Giants and the Diamondbacks if they're playing each other.
Oh, yes. Yeah, so I don't know how exactly that would work, but the Cubs are going to be in the playoffs. The Yankees, the Red Sox, the Blue Jays are going to be in the playoffs. One of the three, probably two of the three between Texas, Seattle, and Houston are going to be in the postseason because presumably the second place team in the West is going to end up with the wild card. I don't know who's going to win that division. I think that it is between, I think it is going to come down to Seattle and the Houston Astros because they've just been, I look at the wild card standings and it's a different team in the third spot every day, but it's either Seattle or Houston. Texas fell a little bit further back. Kansas City and Tampa are dismissed from the wild card chase. And I thought that, it was exciting that it was a five-team race for that last spot. And I think that it's really going to be a three-team race, and it's going to be the second-place team in the West, but Cleveland hasn't been losing. I mean, they played White Sox over the weekend, but to take game one against Chicago, a game they blew the save in the ninth inning, and then they put up a four spot in the top of the 10th, which was a nice little cushion because Spencer Torkelson can go deep on you at any time, and he did with the Manfred man on, and made it a 7-5 game, but Cleveland was still able to close it out. And it'll be interesting if Cleveland wins a majority of these next five games that they have against the Detroit Tigers, because as it stands, they're 5.5 games out in the Central, which might be a clearer path to the postseason than getting that wild card. But talked a little bit about the Cubs. Cubs, it's just, I guess academic at this point, because they're going to win another game this season. You would prefer that it be, you'd prefer it be Wednesday.
Yeah.
You'd prefer that it's they don't
sooner, the sooner the better.
Yeah. You'd prefer they don't default their way into the postseason. Like remember that weekend where their magic number was one and they got swept by the Pirates, but whoever they were running away from, lost their game. So they ended up having a party on Sunday afternoon after getting swept at home by the Pirates because they had clinched either the division or the wild card. And then I said that I thought that we were pretty much set in the National League, and the only question was whether San Diego or LA was going to win the West. I don't think I caught what the Padres did today, if they even played. But the Dodgers were up 4-0.
Padres were losing 8-2 to the Mets, last I saw.
They lost 8-3.
Yeah, now that the Mets aren't playing a team that can that we need to lose, we being Cleveland needs to lose in the wild card. The Mets figured out how to beat the Rangers, but they went back to I guess they're still winning, but I mean I really I think that I said it in late July that we were looking at the Phillies, the Brewers, and A or B between the Dodgers and the Padres, with the other one holding down a wild card spot with the Cubs and the Mets. And now the Mets have fallen apart and opened the door for San Francisco and Arizona. And Daniel, I think that you're probably in the same boat that I am. Would it be fair to say that it'd be cool to see the Giants make the playoffs, but there would be absolutely no expectation of them winning the World Series?
Yes and yes, and I don't think they're going to, but yeah, it'd be cool, I guess.
Yeah, you don't think that they're going to get that wild card spot?
No, they have just been so up and down all season, and right now it seems like they're heading back. They got hot to get back in it, and it seems like they're heading back into a tailspin to end the year.
Yeah, I see that Adames is hitting like .228, but he's got 29 home runs this year. So Endeavors have been playing well. So your Mercenaries have done a good job for you guys.
Yeah, I mean, Adames basically started out the year like at like .190 for like the first 2 months. So he's been pretty good the rest of the season. He's kind of streaky. Devers was kind of started out the same way. He was not great when he first got traded. he's been really good, especially during the I think the two of them, I saw a stat that was interesting. The two of them, it was the first time two players on the Giants have hit more than 8 home runs since like 2000, whenever Bonds and Kent did it. I don't even remember how long ago that was, but over 20 years.
Nice. How's Verlander been?
Actually pretty good the last month and a half, like maybe 6 weeks, minus like one really bad start, but he's been pretty good. And it's just been really odd to see their season go from can't hit at all, great pitching, to like can't pitch at all, have to rely on hitting. I don't know. Just it's been a very up and down year, to say the least, for them.
Okay. And, Jen, I know that the Cubs have been more on the peripheral for you than they have in past years. I think falling to Milwaukee is probably, so discouraging that even if you make the postseason, I look around the National League, I think that Phillies lineup, I can't believe that they haven't run away with it every year since they've had Turner, Realmuto, Schwarber, Harper, of course, in that lineup. There's just not a lot of easy outs to come by. But there's been something off about them too. And it goes back to 2023 when they were up. Were they up 3-1 on the Diamondbacks? Diamondbacks reel off three straight to go to that World Series where Texas just dominated them.
I don't think that was three games that they were down.
I mean, it was 3-2 where they had to win.
Yeah.
Where they had to win two games in Philadelphia to close it out. But they had swept the Dodgers, which I think that after they had won that series against the Dodgers, they were just kind of playing with house money. I think that with the way that if you don't get the one seed, with the way that the wild card goes with that three-game series, whoever's got the best top of the rotation pitching has a distinct advantage. I look around the American League, I don't think the Yankees have it. I think that Toronto has it. I think Detroit has it. I think that there's a serious coin flip. And no disrespect to Texas, but they're 3.5 games out of the wild card. They're 3.5 games behind two teams in the AL West. So I don't see them winning it. But I tuned in, the Cubs, Guardians Tigers game ended pretty early in the night. I think that we flipped over. We saw the Cubs basically come within a game of clinching, which if they played by the natural rules, they'd be they'd be having a champagne bath in the locker room. You had Wilfred Brimley come in and say, "You guys ain't won nothing yet. Let's no booze." And then of course they go to a private party. Oh, spoiler alert, by the way. But yeah, it's weird in baseball. They celebrate everything. They celebrate clinching the playoff spot. They celebrate then clinching the division. They celebrate winning that three-game series of the wild card, the best of five in the LDS. And I get it for winning the pennant. Whether you win the American League or National League, advancing to the World Series, that's worthwhile, the celebration, because that's the pinnacle. I mean, that's been the pinnacle in my lifetime for Cleveland. They've played in four World Series in my lifetime. They've lost. I'm giving them credit for one more. They've played in three World Series in my lifetime. They have lost four straight since winning it in 1948. But I'm inspired by the Giants. I'm inspired by the Cubs. You got out of that waiting room, and it's like, the Browns fans that are also Indians/Guardians fans, they're there with the Toronto Maple Leafs and basically all of Canada. Everybody in Canada under the age of 32. And really, you could probably jump that up a couple of years, you know, to get to cognizant years, to 37. You know, we lost somebody that was born in 1993 the other day, in like October of 1993, and somebody said that he lived his entire life without seeing a Canadian team win the Stanley Cup.
That's true.
Are you gonna let the are you gonna let hockey back into your lives or into your life, or are you gonna definitely put them on
They're on
permanent
my
timeout.
Yeah, they're on my timeout list, like the NFL is. Yep.
All right, let's take a break. We'll do something fun to wrap it up, or maybe we won't. Jen's here. Daniel's in San Francisco. I'm here, of course. Jeff Rich with you on Sports Overnight America. It's the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, and we'll be right back.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with need to sell my home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
Sports Overnight America from Phoenix with Jen and Jeff Rich.
Welcome back. Sports Overnight America. I want to go back to Monday, Roberto Clemente Day in Major League Baseball. Back in 2022, the Rays became the first team in American League or National League history to run out nine Latino players. They went Yandy Diaz, Randy Arozarena, Wander Franco, remember that guy, Harold Franco, Manuel Margot, David Peralta, Isaac Paredes, Rene Pinto, and Jose Siri's, and that all-Latino lineup lit up the Toronto Blue Jays in Canada 11-0. Back in 2006, Oregon takes a shocking 34-33 decision over Oklahoma at Autzen Stadium, with the Sooners holding a 33-20 lead. Dennis Dixon, the Ducks quarterback, scores on a 16-yard keeper with a minute 12 left to cut the deficit to 6. Luke Bilotti, the son of Oregon coach Mike Bilotti, tries an onside kick, and the Ducks recover. Dixon fires a 23-yard touchdown pass to Brian Pasinger with 46 seconds left for the one-point advantage. Oklahoma kicker Garrett Hartley misses a 44-yard field goal as time expires. Happy birthday to Elgin Baylor, Robin Yount, Oral Hershiser, Tim Raines, and whoever Braden Holtby is. He plays goalie for the Washington Capitals. For Jen, for Daniel, this has been Sports Overnight America. Now stay tuned for more sports coming your way next hour on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.